Speaking of returning, and a man we were hoping to see return to the ring a couple of weeks ago in Galway, but unfortunately things didn't work out for him. And that, for him, in that matter, that's Kieran Malloy. And I'm delighted to be joined by Uachtaráin's finest, Kieran Malloy, on the line this evening. Kieran, on Friday last, personally, I wasn't surprised. I was waiting for the announcement to come, and that, I didn't have a hunch. It was just something I thought about. But you announced that you have parted the ways with Conlon Boxing.
Yeah, I parted the ways with Conlon's now. I suppose just at this stage of my career, you know, activity is key, especially in the first 2 years being a professional. And I suppose I just wasn't happy with the structure and the lack of fights. So, you know, you have to listen to your gut and go with what's right. And I think it's the right decision for me at the moment to just change things up and, get some more fights in this year.
I think so, Kieran, because we look at all the top fighters and it is a case of being very busy in the early part of your career. You've got to make your mark. You've got to get noticed. And, I mean, there was no better advertisement for what you can bring to the game than that night last April, and it was April the 21st is the date of it, in my mind, when you fought Fernando Mosquera, when you could have sold out Leisureland, I honestly think, three times. It should have showed your previous management the level of support you had in your hometown, and that a lot of that support would have had travelled to Edinburgh a few earlier in your career. And it must have been a disappointment, because there was at least two occasions when you were hoping to have another bill at Leisureland, or in Galway, and other venues maybe, and unfortunately they fell through.
Yeah, look, it's very difficult. You know, I'm over here in the UK, putting in back-to-back training camps, making weight, everything. And, you know, these shows were all sold out as well. And it was just getting to a stage, you know, it was very difficult, because I'm very aware of how short your professional boxing career is. And stuff like this shouldn't be happening, especially without legit reasons. So, it was disappointing. But, look, I'm lucky with people I have around me anyways to keep me on my toes, especially over here in Loughborough. I've got great lads to train alongside with. There's lots of ups and downs in sport, I suppose, but like I said, when you know it's time to make a change, you've got to do what's best for yourself.
You look at, you know, we spoke about that action in Leisureland last year with Mosquera. Then you see you went to Belfast, you fought in the failing of Hubble, Bill, with Sam O'Mason, and he certainly won't forget it for a while with that right hook. And then you went to the States, and I know you had wanted to fight in the States on a previous occasion, and unfortunately COVID intervened, but there was a lovely, happy family occasion that night when Rahim Ofo won the Irish Oaks, and she became a mother, as we said last Friday, a litter of seven to orchestrate Australian sire. So that is something for Marissa and the family here to look forward to.
But
you fought Daniel Sostre in the US, and from what I heard, the reaction to, yes, it was a quick victory, but again, the support you carry and the people behind you, you got a good reaction, I think, in the States.
Yeah, for sure. Look, I always say it, you know, the supporters are the backbone of my career to make these things possible, especially in Galway. You know, these shows wouldn't be happening if it wasn't for their support. So I'm very grateful for it. They always have been. You know, we've always had it since I was 11 years old, fighting in the National Stadium in Dublin and all around Connemara and everywhere. So they've always been fantastic. And yeah, we went out to Boston for my US debut, and their reception was unreal out there as well. So very thankful for my loyal supporters, even through the ups and downs in the sport. They've always supported me, so it's really humbling to have that, and it's not often you get that in sport.
You spoke about training in Loughborough, and I know you had some good people to train with in the past. Is that training schedule still holding to you, despite, I know you've split from, as you say, from your management, but the training schedule behind it, has your backroom team changed in any way?
No. I'm still training under Angel Fernandez and Jason Allen here in Loughborough. Like I said before, fantastic facilities here. We've got everything on campus, and it's the gym is flying at the moment. You have Richard Riakpour fighting for a world title in the summer. We've got Fraser Clark has a big fight against Fabio Wardley for the British heavyweight title. Ezra Taylor is fighting soon on a Frank Warren card, and Sergio Garcia could possibly be fighting for the European title. So it's a great stable to be involved in. It's a competitive stable. We're always pushing each other on and stuff like that. So look, I'm very very lucky to be in this sort of setup, I guess. And yeah, although I may not have been active in the ring fighting, I've certainly been busy with training and stuff, and it's going to stand for me going forward with future fights.
You talk about that lineup that you have in your training camp in Loughborough, and you listen to what you said there, and you are aware of what your colleagues are going to be fighting for various titles, and they're on the stepping stone. Would I be right in saying, or am I going a bit too far away to think that the fact now that you've split from that management, it's going to be like starting all over again for you in a way?
Yeah, and to be honest with you, I'm excited about that, because I just felt like, you know, realistically, I should have 11 or 12 fights by now. And there's been a lot of false promises. And yeah, look, just like back-to-back training camps, preparing for fights, and then the fights falling through last minute due to reasons out of my own control. I feel like I have a new lease now. I'm just happy, a bit of weight off my shoulders. And yeah, just looking forward to getting the ball rolling again.
Obviously, you probably can't say yet, but would I be right in saying that once you made that decision on Friday night and on Friday evening, and that became public that you had split from your previous management, I would say that your phone began to hop a little bit, because one would think, with the profile you have, there would be three or four people, I would think, interested in getting you onto their books.
I suppose there was a bit of interest, all right, but look, I had my homework done, and I kind of knew who I wanted to go with again as soon as I made up my mind, I suppose. But yeah, look, the response has been very positive as well. You know, people are still supporting me, so it's fantastic. And yeah, I'm looking forward to announcing now next week the plan ahead for the rest of the year. Have a very busy year ahead now. Guaranteed fights. Minimum 4 to 5 fights now this year, so we're going to kick off by the looks of it in late April, and by fight number 2 or 3 we'll be fighting for an international belt.
And are you're not going to reveal who you've signed with yet?
No, not just yet. But yeah, I'll do another bit with you anyways next week if that suits, and I'll update you on everything. But one thing is, I'll say, is we're definitely coming back to Galway again in the summer.
And I think that already the bells are ringing, and I'd say the phones are hopping already in your home area, because that was a huge bill. And you have always committed to think that you can bring top-class professional boxing back to Galway. Obviously, as you said, you're at advanced stage already with the negotiations for what's going to happen. So you're looking at 4 or 5 fights. You're talking about the starting maybe the end of April, and are we looking maybe every 7 to 8 weeks, then we could think that you'll be in action?
Yeah, between the UK and Ireland, that's what we're looking at. But one thing I wanted very clear with these people I'm working with, that we need to bring big time boxing back to Galway and keep on building that, because it's a fantastic atmosphere there, and I think the people in Galway and Connemara, they loved it the last time we brought it there. So I think we've got to keep on building there up to big stadiums. And, you know, I'd love to fight in the Greyhound Stadium some night going forward.
Well, it'll be a great day. There's been plenty of battles up there over the years, but one would love to see that. But Kieran, thank you very much for joining us this evening, and we look forward to hearing the announcement next week of who your new management team are. As you said, you've been training and diligently training in Loughborough, and that is, I think, a lot of people who have supported you, and who I have spoken to in sport and in the sport, that to know that there was something going on behind the scenes, and everybody felt that you were maybe going to make a change. You had to, wait for the right moment to get everything lined up, and we wish you every success. Thank you for joining us, Kieran, and we wish you every success, and we look forward to talking to you in the next week or two when you reveal who that new management team is.
Sound. Thanks so much, and thanks for always reaching out and for the support. It doesn't go unnoticed.